Utah's tourism director retires after almost 30 years of government service. Miss Utah helps promote science education across the state, and Salt Lake City dedicates a memorial in honor of the Newtown shooting victims. You're listening to the KUER News Pod for Friday, December 28th. I'm Brian Grimmett.
From KUER News in Salt Lake City, I'm Dan Bomas. Lee Von Der Esch is retiring from state government. For about 8 years, she's been director of Utah's tourism office. And for 20 years prior to that, she headed Utah's Film Commission. Spencer Eccles, who heads the governor's Office of Economic Development, said Von Der Esch has made great contributions to the state.
At the core of Lee Von Der Esch, you have a deep commitment and a deep passion for the state and for promoting the state and all of its grandeur and all of the incredible characteristics, the diversity of both the culture and of the landscape.
Tourism Deputy Director David Williams will fill in as acting director of the tourism office until the position is filled.
Kara Arnold, or as she is better known, Miss Utah, will head to Las Vegas next week to compete for a chance to become Miss America. She spent the past year promoting the importance of science education. Serving as Miss Utah takes up a lot of time. There's the fundraising and the events and the charity work. And for this year's representative, Kara Arnold, there's also the time spent traveling to schools across the state to promote science, technology, engineering, and math education, or STEM.
I think that's the most important part, is relating to kids why science is relevant in the world today and why they're learning math concepts and how those connect with science and what they can do with those skills in STEM careers.
Arnold says she chose to make STEM education her main platform because she realized how much it had influenced her own life. She only just recently graduated from the University of Utah with a degree in chemistry. She was also just accepted into the university's medical school. She says she especially hopes to make an impact on other young girls who might not already be interested in science.
So I realized that I could be a role model in that way and get more girls interested and excited about science because you didn't have to shy away from it. There's nothing in the world telling you that you have to shy away from it.
Arnold leaves for Las Vegas next week, where she hopes to become only the third Miss Utah ever to be crowned Miss America. But even if that doesn't happen, she says she's grateful for the science education she hopes will propel her to a successful career.
The Salt Lake Valley Health Department wants to give tobacco users a chance to kick the habit in the new year. They're handing out what they call quit kits today at Beans and Brews in downtown Salt Lake between 7 and 9 a.m. Kathy Garrett is the department's tobacco prevention program manager. She says in spite of the relatively low use of tobacco locally, there are still folks who are looking for help to quit.
We have about 11.2% smoking rate. So, you know, it's still an issue. But I think we have really made some progress with, you know, smoke-free campuses and bars going smoke-free and restaurants. And so we've seen some real good headway, but we still have a lot of work to do.
The quit kits include information on resources tobacco users can use to kick the habit. Garrett says the Salt Lake Valley Health Department has also set up Facebook and Twitter pages to post daily affirmations. Those picking up quit kits can also receive two wristbands for admission to EVE, the Salt Lake City New Year's Eve event. As people around the country continue to mourn those killed in the Connecticut mass shooting 2 weeks ago, a memorial to victims was dedicated in Salt Lake City yesterday. A grove of 26 trees planted inside the city cemetery will serve as a reminder of the tragedy. Salt Lake urban forester Bill Rutherford designed the memorial. He says finding the right tree to plant was important.
We wanted to try and make sure that the tree represented some of the remarkable attributes of the children. So we wanted a tree that would remain small throughout its life, and we picked an eastern redbud. It's also a tree native to Connecticut, which we thought was important, but also one that's very historic and widely used throughout the Salt Lake Valley and doing very well.
After the dedication, a candlelight vigil was held at the site for the students and teachers of Sandy Hook Elementary School.
An instructor in the psychology of mass violence kicked off 6 hours of free concealed weapons training for about 150 Utah teachers yesterday. The class offered by the Utah Shooting Sports Council is the latest effort to arm teachers to confront school assailants in the aftermath of the school shooting in Connecticut 2 weeks ago that left 20 children and 6 adults dead. The Bureau of Land Management has signed off on a massive pipeline project to carry water from rural counties along the Nevada-Utah line to Las Vegas. The record of decision was announced yesterday. It authorizes the BLM to issue a right-of-way to the Southern Nevada Water Authority for a pipeline that would stretch almost 300 miles from Spring Valley near the Utah-Nevada line to Clark County, where almost 2 million people live. Nevada's state engineer has given the Water Authority permission to pump up to 84,000 acre-feet of groundwater a year from four rural valleys in Lincoln and White Pine counties. His approval has since been challenged in court by environmental groups, local governments, Indian tribes, ranchers, and others who claim the project will cause huge environmental damage. The software giant Microsoft has confirmed its plans to put a retail store in the City Creek Center in downtown Salt Lake. Salt Lake Tribune reports the store has been rumored for months, but the company acknowledged plans to put a store in Utah on its official blog. The mall is already home to an Apple retail store. This week's snowstorms have dropped as much as 20 inches of snow this week, but it's made getting around treacherous. The Utah Department of Public Safety says it's handled about 140 accidents in Davis, Salt Lake, and Utah counties on Thursday. Highway Patrol Corporal Todd Johnson says there were no life-threatening injuries. And finally, Salt Lake's big annual party is here, and Dan Nalen tells us it's a lot of fun for not much money.
Dan, Eve has arrived.
The big three-night blast that Salt Lake City's been working on for the last few years. And they've actually had a sort of nice evolution forward, I guess. No pun intended with Eve. But they got Casey Jarman from the Salt Lake Arts Council, who books the Twilight Concert Series all summer, to sort of take over the music aspect. We have Dirty Dozen Brass Band from New Orleans, one of my favorites that we're hearing a little bit of right now. Blind Pilot, sort of an alt-folk band that's come through town a couple times, played at Red Butte Garden and some other venues. And then on actual New Year's Eve, a band called Chick Chick Chick. And when you see that written down, it's 3 exclamation points, but that's how we say that. So lots of great music, and it's all at the Gallivan Center instead of being spread out around downtown. And of course, Eve still has other great stuff associated with it. There's short films by Charlie Chaplin and Buster Keaton at the Broadway. You get access to the Leonardo. There's things at the Clark Planetarium and at the Children's Museum down at the Gateway. So a mere $15 gets you a pass for all 3 days. And of course, the midnight fireworks on New Year's Eve right there downtown. So pretty good option there for people with families or looking for a multiple day experience.
And of course, it looks like a big party weekend anyway.
Yeah, there's other great things to do. People looking to kind of hunker down in one spot. Coco Montoya, blues legend, he's playing at the Stateroom. They'll do a champagne toast at midnight. He'll play a couple of long sets. That'll be great. Kristen Chenoweth, Broadway star, TV star, she's headlining the Eccles Center for Performing Arts in Park City. That show is sold out, but I would hazard a guess if you went online, you might be able to find some tickets. And then out at the Hale Center Theater in West Valley City, they actually use New Year's Eve to open a new show. This year, it's the 39 Steps, which is sort of a spoof of an old Hitchcock spy thriller. I've seen it down at the Utah Shakespearean Festival before, where two actors play multiple roles. Really funny and kind of a different option for New Year's Eve.
And Dan Nalen reports on entertainment issues for KUER and blogs at SLCene, that's SLCENE.com.
And that is your KUER News Pod for Friday, December 28th. For the latest news and updates from around the state, be sure to check us out online at KUER.org. Until next time, I'm Brian Grimmett.